this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, praise God, and nobody wants to die, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die, but if we'll die, be dead in Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, and death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died once unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Amen. And, you know, the devil has a lot of ammunition that he puts out on us. I mean, fear is a terrible weapon of the enemy. He likes to put it on you. But if you can get a hold of faith, amen, you can get fear to flight, have it take its flight. Amen. And there's a lot of other weaponry that he uses. Amen. He uses doubt. But if you can get a hold of faith, amen, you can put it to flight. But what he always holds back on me and you and mankind tonight is that terrible ammunition of death. He holds that back as his final, amen, an ultimate weapon. Amen. And as long as he feels like he's got weaponry like that, it is hard for us to come against the, you might say, the fortifications of hell. Amen. And take back things that it belongs to us and belongs to the people of God. Amen. But we'll find here, amen, that Christ, amen, faced death, and he faced the enemy, amen, of our soul. He faced death. He took the ultimate ammunition that the enemy had, and he walked point blank into it, and he absorbed the ammunition of the enemy, and it took its toll on him. But on the third day, the Bible tells me that he stood up alive, amen, and death had no more dominion over him. Tonight I'd like to preach for a few minutes on, amen, he's out of ammunition. He's out of ammunition tonight. There's a lot of battles tonight in history that could have been won if they'd have just known how low the enemy is on ammunition. Amen. There'd been a lot of hills took. There'd been a lot of forts taken if they'd have just realized, amen, that the enemy was defenseless tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the 11th verse, praise God tonight. Amen. We know that Jesus has went over top. They said in World War I, the terrible massacres took place. Men would go over top into no man's land, and the machine guns would take them down. Amen. And we've seen that through the history of the Bible. Man that has come up. Amen. But here we found one that finally went over top, and the enemy shot his big guns. Amen. And he's still walking, praise God, tonight. Amen. And so we must do and take his example and die in Christ. Amen. And we'll find out that the devil's weaponry and his ammunition tonight has no power over the body of Christ, no dominion, amen, over them that walk uprightly and follow the Spirit. Amen. There is no, amen, as they said in the book of Exodus, their defense has departed from them. They was ready to go in. There was a report. Amen. They sent in 12 spies. Amen. There's some folks I wouldn't want to send out spying. Amen. I know what they'd come back and say. You can't make it. Amen. And 10 of them said, amen, they've got plenty of ammunition. Amen. They've got giants. They've got walls around their cities. Amen. The animals are rough. This is a land that eats up the inhabitants of it. Amen. And they've got plenty. Amen. We're just like grasshoppers in her sight. But there's two men that said we could take it. The ammunition's run out. We've got the power of God. God's for us. And who can be against us? Amen. He said there'll be bread for us. Amen. And anybody that'll follow God tonight, amen, they'll find out the enemy has no ammunition. Praise God. He has no ammunition tonight. He'll stop you from going to the altar. Amen. On a blank gun. Amen. If you want to obey God tonight and worship Him in spirit and truth, amen, you'll find out. The enemy knows if you just follow God that he has no chance. So he put up his cap gun and say, hey, you can't do this. You can't do that. And all the time his ammunition's run out. Hey, if he ain't got death to hold over you, amen, what has he got tonight that you're afraid of? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Reckon yourselves dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That brother Popoff that was over in the prisons, I believe in Hungary or one of them Eastern nations, and they tortured him for his faith for days on end and weeks on end. And one day, amen, they took him to a wall and they put up the gun to his head and said, if you don't renounce Christ, amen, you're going to die. Amen. But this man was already dead, praise God. And he began to think, well, I'm one shot away from heaven. I'm one shot away from glory. I'm one shot away from my reward. And the Spirit come on him and he turned around and said, shoot! Amen. It scared that communist, praise God. Amen. Tonight, if we've got the power of God, amen, it'll put the enemy to flight. He's out of ammunition tonight. Amen. He's got an empty gun. And tonight we've got the power and it's able to defeat him. You have power. Amen. Not to permit sin. Amen. Amen. To reign over you tonight. As long as you're not sinning, death ain't got no power over you. Only when your life is mixed up with sin does the enemy have a chance. If he can't get you to sin, amen, you ain't got nothing to fear tonight. Amen, you ain't got nothing but the power of God. Amen, and your guns. Amen, it said don't yield your members. Amen, to members of unrighteousness. Amen, tonight. Hey, there's a lot of times folks have surrendered the very guns that they could have used on the enemy. Hey, tonight, if you don't surrender the guns over to him, he has no power. But when you surrender your prayer, when you surrender the Bible, when you surrender church, hey, you're giving up your guns. He'll turn it around and use it on you. Don't think he will. He will. He's out of ammunition tonight. He's going to try to take you through deception. Hand me over that gun. Hand me over your faith. Quit believing. Quit seeking. Quit asking. Quit knocking. Quit being humble. Quit being merciful. Quit showing love. Amen. Quit showing grace. Amen. He'll turn it around on you tonight. Oh, can I tell you tonight? When the enemy is surrounded, amen, a lot of times our young men was killed by friendly fire. And tonight when the enemy...
But tonight, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. And with that temptation, He'll make a way of escape. I've got this valley you don't know about, but I know somebody, God's already brought it through. Hey, I've got this mountain for you to climb. God's already brought somebody over that mountain. Hey, I've got this river you must cross. There's a light at the river. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's folks over there saying, come on. He's out of ammunition. He's out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And tonight, nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Hey. Amen. Sometimes, and I know it's been spoken so often that it's just about running the ground. But they tell the story of the person that was walking along, and they looked back in the sand and they saw two sets of steps, and then they said they seen just one. And through the worst times in their life, amen, there was just one set of steps. And they said, Lord, where was you, amen, in that time when I seen but one pair of steps? He said, my child, that's when I was carrying you. Amen. Tonight, death can't separate us. Principalities can't separate us. Angels can't separate us. Amen. Depths and heights can't separate us. Valleys can't separate us. The love of God stretches from Mount Calvary out to Whammy, and use that tonight. And the devil's out of ammunition.